All right, that was not a spike. Never mind. All right, take three. Why? What? I don't need to see this. Cell phone? I have a new cell phone. Now I gotta figure this shit out all over again. Why? I do not need a fucking notification from the fucking weather thing. What is this shit? No. No. What are you doing? No. Why am I? No. 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 Why am I seeing advertisements? No. No. What are you doing? No, I do not want to turn on motherfucking Google Assistant. What are you doing? Stop. Stop. What is this shit? No. 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 What the fuck? Does anyone remember back before Google tried to take over every fucking aspect of your life? Who am I? What am I? What's going on? God damn. Fucking technology. Great, now I am pissed off. Now I'm good and fucking cranky. Oh, this'll make for a nice episode. This is the third time I started recording it. Anyhow, hi. God damn it. I've been having to work for a living. Summer is coming to a close, and busy season is starting up, and I actually have to do shit for a change, and it's kind of pissing me the fuck off, so I didn't have a whole lot of time to do show prep for anything exciting today, because I got a bunch of shit lined up that I need to do that requires a little bit of effort. It's some good shit. Maybe this weekend I'll sit the fuck down and do it, but then again, I want to go out and enjoy the fucking weather and chase girls and drink beer and shit like that, so who knows? Who knows? You get what you get. Because I was just about to say, you motherfuckers don't pay me, except some of you did pay me. Got the Amazon gift certificate card thingy today from the Amazon affiliate link. Got $23 towards the next little Supergirl statue that I don't need. So to those of you who spent money via the Amazon affiliate over at cls.link/Amazon, thank you very much. And then somebody had asked me about setting up an Amazon affiliate for Canada. Okay, I went in, I put in the stuff on the Amazon site, you know, I applied, filled out the form, whatever you want to call it, and they said, okay, we'll let you know. I haven't heard anything one way or the other yet. So in the near future, I will have to sign in. I guess they don't send you an email and tell you are accepted or rejected. I have no idea. Amazon.ca. In the near future, I will try to remember to, there's no try, there's do or do not. I will put it on my list. That's the most accurate thing I can say. That's not a lie. I will put it on my list to go in there and check and see what the fuck is going on with the Amazon Canada affiliate link. Didn't have a lot of show prep time. Fortunately, my mother comes to the rescue. If you've been around here a while, you know that my mother is a left-wing statist who is absolutely filled with hatred for white people, Republicans, Donald Trump, and Christians. And yes, my mother is white. Our heritage on my mother's side is from Czech and... Oh my God, phone, why are you going off? And why am I having a brain cramp? European, trust me, European. What? What? Now? Now who? What? And why? Oh, I hate people. I hate people. I hate people. Great one. Did you know your cell phone has a button that turns it off? You know what? You are absolutely fucking right. I'm turning it off. There. Cell phone turned off. Fuck. Here we go. These are all news clippings sent to me by my mother. And this one, it says, she's written on here, disgusting. Disgusting is my mother's favorite word. Favorite word. Because everyone who disagrees with her is disgusting. In fact, ooh, that might be the title of this episode. The disgusting episode. I stole that from Madam Piggott. Disgusting episode. Writing that down, so I'll forget it. Oh, believe you me, I'll forget it. My brain has got so much going on right now. Revenge killings. An angry mob of Indonesian villagers slaughtered 292 crocodiles with machetes, hoes, and clubs. Hoes as in, like, you dig in your garden, not, like, women hoes. Not sugar babies. I'm sorry, babies of sugar. Not sugar babies, not those kind of hoes. Gardening hoes. Machetes, hoes, and clubs after one of the reptiles. You have to tell, these are all from the Houston Chronicle newspaper. You have to put in there that crocodiles are reptiles, because the average person who reads a newspaper doesn't know that. After one of the reptiles killed a man on a crocodile breeding farm. Did you know crocodiles can breed on their own? They don't need a farm to do that. Anyhow, the victim had entered the farm and was picking grass to feed his cattle when attacked. He climbed a fence or traversed some type of barrier, went into a crocodile farm to pick grass to feed his cattle. Okay, now I understand that Indonesian people have low IQs because they're not white. Yes, that's racist. It's also true. Do Indonesian cattle, or are they so stupid they need a human to pick grass for them? His cows can't locate grass. After his burial, villagers stormed the farm and killed all the crocodiles, an act of savagery condemned by officials. Oh, so there's officials in Indonesia. Have any of these officials considered, you know, instead of just condemning, what if the officials, I don't know, educated people so that people knew that cows can find their own grass and you don't have to pick grass for them. The facility had a license. Oh, it had a license. They had permission from the government. Ah, well, okay. Ah, the sweet smell of freedom. Wow. I'm free. I have permission from the government. The facility had a license to breed protected saltwater and New Guinea crocodiles for conservation, and also to harvest some of them. Oh, we're doing it for the earth. So this is a bunch of fucking third world mud people. And the funny part of this is my mother says, this is disgusting. Yet, oddly enough, these very same third world mud people are the people that left-wing statist pieces of shit who hate whites, such as my mother, want to import to the United States. See, these people are disgusting, but she wants to bring more of them here. Speaking of things that are disgusting, she sent me this. Over on the side, she scrawled, "Future serial killer." Okay, Dear Abby, my 3-year-old grandson hurts animals. Now, is your 3-year-old grandson a politician? He's intelligent and articulate. He's an intelligent, articulate 3-year-old. Mm-hmm. Frankly, I'm scared. Well, that's because you have a vagina and you're waiting for someone else to come and save you. Because doing so, see, back in the good old days of the patriarchy, well, we haven't got far enough in the letter yet, you know, but if you had a child like this, you could just hold a pillow over its face until it stops moving. But, oh, can't do that anymore, can we? No, because, well, that's against the law. Yeah, it's like Jews not going to concentration camps. Well, no, we got to get on the boxcar. It's the law. You can't run away from the fucking Gestapo. That's against the law. Oh my God, we don't want to do anything against the law. Oh. All right, I'm in a good mood. God, I'm in a good mood. My 3-year-old, anyway, never mind. Let's focus. Focus. I work in my ass off, but I'm in a great mood despite all of that. I'm having a good time. All right, not just this. I mean, life in general. Things are going great right now. I'm about to spend, not on Supergirl statues. I'm about to spend thousands of dollars. Oh, I'm going to spend thousands and thousands of dollars on lighting gear. Oh, it's gonna be, yes, it's gonna be like a Pink Floyd light show. Oh, motherfuckers, I'm gonna have so much fucking lighting gear. Makes my dick hard. All right, let's get back to Dear Abby, who does not make my dick hard. Dear Abby, my 3-year-old grandson hurts animals. He's intelligent and articulate. Frankly, I'm scared. It's because he is so intelligent and high-functioning. I feel he should have more empathy than he does. He has been doing this for the past 2 years. My daughter, my husband, and I have been discouraging it the whole time. Oh, bravo! You've been discouraging your child from hurting animals. Oh, bravo! Bravo! Boy, I bet that took... I bet you sound very brave. You're probably very courageous. I have been discouraging it the whole time. He gets timeouts, stern talks, and toys taken away. It doesn't work. Hold on. You mean timeouts, stern talks, and taking away his toys does not deter him from harming animals? Oh, we have a future politician here. My daughter has started swatting his bottom, hoping he will understand it is unacceptable. My grandson knows better. I know he does. So your grandson knows better, but he's doing it anyway. You know why? Because your grandson knows who wears the pants in that family, and it's him. Some of you already know where we're going. Some of you are feeling, because if Aaron Clary was here right now, we know what the title of this piece would be. My daughter called me this afternoon upset because he hurt their dog again. Must we get rid of these pets? No one wants to do that. When is it too much? How can we make it stop? Okay, here's how you make it stop. Step number one, you beat his ass until blood runs down his legs. Step number two, if he does it again, you fucking kill him. But no, see, everyone, all of you just shit your pants. Great one. You can't kill him. It's against the law. And this is why our society is filled with stupid people and sociopaths. You could kill them when they're young, when they're 3 years old, when you see them hurting animals. But oh no, we can't do that. We just got to get him on some medication. He just needs help from the pharmaceutical corporations, and everything will be okay. You know, all of you fucking leftists out there, you sure hate Hitler, but if someone would have showed up and Hitler was 3 years old and said, you know, maybe we should kill this kid, you would have been the ones who are like, oh no, you can't do that. Now, for those of you who didn't already get it, let me read the key sentence one more time. My daughter, my husband, and I have been discouraging it the whole time. Your daughter, your husband, and you. Oh, who's not discouraging it? The father. Because the father could not be reached for comment. Where is the father? There's no mention of the father. Remember, single mothers, they're strong, they're independent, they can do everything. What do I keep telling you? Single mothers are breeding school shooters. Here you go. Here's a future school shooter, courtesy single mom. And of course, my tax money. Your tax money, because if you listen to this podcast, you work for a living. Because there are no stupid people listening to this podcast. Some of you think the Great One is joking when he says the child should be killed. You think whatever you need to think so that you can sleep at night, okay? That's the arrangement between you and me. I will say the truth. I will state the obvious. I will fucking shit on your feelings. And then when you need to think that I'm just joking so that you can sleep at night, you feel free to do that. Dear Abby's response, it's already too much. Your grandson's behavior isn't normal. Because he seems unable to appropriately interact with these helpless animals, he shouldn't be allowed to be around them without constant supervision. Or maybe he shouldn't be allowed to be alive. Oh no, that's right, we have to breed more inferior people. Because without inferior people, well, who would need the government? And if there's no government, well, who's going to build the roads? For the dog's own safety, another home should be found for it before it's hurt again. Wait. The dog is there. The dog is a fur baby, right? But the dog is there. The dog is in the home. The kid's only 3 years old. The dog may have been there first. Wait. So the kid is abusing the dog. Why does the dog have to leave? Once again, but the kid is a person. No, it's not. He's 3 years old and he's harming animals. That's not a human. That is a fucking future school shooter. Thank you, single mother. Why does the dog have to leave? The dog is not the fucking problem. Once again, this is why Western civilization is gone. It's over. It's finished. It's done. You people look dead at the fucking problem and you can't identify what it is. You have no fucking understanding. Oh, look, a bunch of Somalians raped the right white woman. Wow, the problem must be Christians. That's what it is. It's those white Christians. That's the problem. Okay, the child is harming animals. So, we better get the animal out of the house. couldn't possibly have anything to do with the single mother. And of course, the great one would love more than anything else to know, number one, what color is this woman? Number two, how old is she? Number three, what color is the father? I think we all know the assumption the great one is making in the lack of evidence, or information, I should say, on those topics. Was she 22-year-old blonde white girl? Father's a black man? I'm willing to put money on it. I am. We don't know these people's name. There's no way to find out. I would easily bet $50 she's white, the father is black. That's racist. And it's also probably true. And once again, you guys keep hiding behind racist. If that helps you avoid reality and avoid the problem, you fucking cucks keep on hiding behind racist. I don't care. For the dog's own safety, another home should be found for it before it's hurt again. Your grandson may be acting out of anger because he's been physically or sexually abused. See, there it is. Oh, it's not his. He's been sexually abused. Let's just make excuses for the kid, which in turn is making excuses for the mother, right? Because, of course, the mother can't be responsible for the child's behavior. The child is acting this way not because of bad DNA, not because of poor upbringing, not because of inferior genetics. No, no, no. The kid is asking this way because the kid was sexually abused. And, of course, women can't protect their children from being sexually abused. Oh, hell no. They're too busy whoring it up. They're too busy looking for jobs as sugar babies. God, the way women just fucking avoid any responsibility for the fucking children that they foist upon the world. The little fucking future goddamn school shooters. He may have been physically or sexually abused. Wait, hold on. So if it's a three-year-old boy, who's going to sexually abuse a three-year-old boy? Oh, homosexuals. But wait, homosexuals are wonderful. That pride. Rainbow flag, GLBT, KKK+, the plus is for pedophile, gender neutral bathrooms. No responsibility can be assigned to the mother, can it? No, fuck no. Okay, he may have been physically or sexually abused himself or has witnessed domestic violence. Well, there's no father in the house, so who would be beating up the mother? Not that the... Well, this is like that Bill Burr routine, right? Where he says, maybe you're not supposed to hit a woman... Hit a woman. Maybe you're not supposed to hit a woman, but when people say that there's no reason to hit a woman, Bill's like, I can think of seven reasons first thing in the morning or something like that. Well, here you go. This is a woman who needs to have the shit beat out of her. A man needs to just punch her in the fucking face. This is a woman who should have gotten an abortion 3 years ago. Well, 3 years and 8 months ago. But oh no, can't have that. Right, we're all you leftists, you're all, oh God, you can't shut up about abortion. It's so wonderful, the government should pay for it, and women should get abortions like every weekend just for the fun of it. You got trannies out there who aren't even women, and they want to get abortions so they can feel equal. But when you got some single mother actually going to spit out a kid who's going to turn into a fucking school shooter, and I say, hey, maybe the bitch should have gotten an abortion, all of you just went, oh my God, great one, you hate children! If everybody who couldn't shut up about abortions would go get some fucking abortions, the world would be such a better place. This is why it's extremely important he be seen by a licensed mental health professional who can advise his parents, There was no mention of the father, dear Abby. Maybe you didn't read the letter. There are no parents. No mention. The father could not be reached for comment, okay? There's no father involved here. That's the fucking problem. Who can advise his parents and you about how this should be handled? How the hell did humans handle things during all those millions of years of evolution when there were no licensed mental health professionals to give large amounts of taxpayer subsidized healthcare insurance money to? How did we survive? Oh yeah, that's right. Ostracism. Now look, that kid is a fucking freak. We're gonna have to kill him. Without intervention, the boy's behavior could escalate and he could seriously injure another child. Oh, God. I'm gonna vomit. I'm gonna vomit. All right, here we go. Speaking. Now,
this is great.
This is an island. Oh, this is good. Because, hold on. Because I know so many of you out there are down on the cat ladies. And I know you think that women with dogs are awesome, because I know you think dogs are so great. Oh, dogs! Dogs! They're so loyal and they're so smart! Yeah, that's why dogs, you have to take them outside so they can take a shit. And then stand there and say, oh, good puppy! Oh, you went potty? Oh, you went potty? Oh, good boy! Good boy, you pottied! And then you have to pick the potty up. Oh, it's so disgusting. And no woman alive has ever looked hot bending over to pick up dog shit. You know, if that's not in CLSology, it needs to be. Hang on, I have to write that down. Come on, ink pen. Yeah, I'm still just hanging there, man. I'm writing as fast as I can. It's like sex. I said, hang in there, baby. I'm trying to come as fast as I can. All right, here we go. Humane Society. Officials seize up to 300 animals. The Houston Humane Society seized nearly... Wait, is it up to or is it nearly? It's okay. It's journalism. It doesn't have to be precise. It's just numbers. You can just make up any number, right? How many women showed up at the Million Women March? Oh, it's like 4 million of them. Okay, whatever. Just make some up. The Houston Humane Society seized nearly 300 animals Wednesday from a home in Anderson, where authorities found neglected small dogs, miniature horses, and Shetland ponies living in their own feces. The animals included 49 mini horses and Shetland ponies, as well as 242 various small dog breeds. Dogs and horses. Don't listen to me. No. When I tell you that women who own dogs and horses, when that's a red... Don't listen to me. I have no idea what I'm talking about when I tell you these things are red flags. No idea. Horses living in their own shit. All right. Where are we at in this fucking thing? Here we are. Right, we're doing disgusting, so we got to do this. This, according to my mother, is disgusting. So what it says right here on the side, it says, this is how disgusting the U.S. has become. So let's take another voyage into the third world. You know, the part of the planet Earth where people like my mother think we need to import more of those people here. That's what we need. We need more third world mud people. That's going to solve our problems. That's going to make everything better. because diversity is our strength, and all the problems in the United States are caused by white people. U.S. threatens Ecuador. Others over breastfeeding resolution. Yes, my friends, you heard that right. Breastfeeding resolution. It's by Andrew Jacobs from the New York Times. The New York Times. A resolution to encourage breastfeeding. Well, great one. Without the government, who would build roads? We have to have a government, because who would build roads? Humans cannot exist without government. So, gee, what are some of the important things that government does that we just can't live without, right? For all of you out there who just are clinging to the state, that you just got to have a government to tell you not to kill people and to tell you not to steal and, you know, to tell you to get on the boxcar and go to the concentration camp and shut the fuck up and go inside that big room over there, okay? For all those of you just clinging to the government, what is your government doing? What are governments around the world? What massive problems are they busy solving? What kind of roads are they building with your tax money? What kind of wonders is government raining down upon us to make the world a better place? A resolution to encourage breastfeeding. Because you see, in third world countries, the women are so fucking stupid, they don't know what titties are for. The baby comes out of your vagina? I mean, who knew you're supposed to let the baby suck on your tit to get milk? They're just third world mud people. I mean, okay, you need some grass for your cows. You don't just take the cows out to a pasture where they can eat the grass, right? No, you crawl over the fence into a crocodile farm and you pick grass for your cows. Because when you're a third world mud person, that's the kind of thing you do. A resolution to encourage breastfeeding. How did humans survive millions of years of evolution without a government to encourage them to breastfeed their children? How did this happen? What have I explained before? Governments encourage the breeding of the stupidest people in a society. The governments keep them alive. They breed more stupid people who need the government, to the point where we end up where third world fucking countries need governments to encourage them to breastfeed their children. Where, in fact, first world countries need governments to encourage them to breastfeed their children. Because women, the smartest people ever, even smarter than the millennials, who are the smartest generation ever. Even single moms, the single most intelligent, strong, independent, can do anything a man can do, fish, bicycle, demographic on the planet Earth. Single moms need government to encourage them to breastfeed. We're one sentence in. It's going to be a long, long day. We're one sentence into this. Oh, we're not even a full sentence into this. That's how. All right, here we go. A resolution to encourage breastfeeding was expected to be approved easily by the hundreds of government delegates who gathered this spring in Geneva for the United Nations affiliated World Health Assembly. Hey, are you guys enjoying that trip that all the taxpayers paid for you? Really? This is what's happening with our tax money. Well, we're going to go to Geneva and vote about whether or not women should breastfeed. Thank you, taxpayers. Well, but without the government, who would build the roads? Well, without the government, who would tell people it's wrong to kill other people? But without the government, who would subsidize single mothers who are raising future school shooters? Based on decades of research. Oh, there's research on this breastfeeding thing. Oh, I wonder whose tax money paid for that. Oh, God damn it. I just want to slit the throat of every human on the planet Earth. God. Based on decades of research, the resolution says, oh my God, you people are so fucking stupid. Oh my God, you've got to die. So many of you out there have to die. There's no way we can save Western civilization if we don't just fucking slaughter 80% of the population. Based on decades of research, the resolution says, it must be true, the resolution says it, right? This is right up there with global warming is real because there's a consensus. You know, a bunch of politicians put together a resolution. Wow, that must be true, a resolution. Based on decades of research, the resolution says that mother's milk is healthiest for children and countries should strive to limit the inaccurate or misleading marketing of breast milk substitutes. Because obviously, some shit that comes out of a can is more healthy for children than what comes out of a woman's breast. And my God, the government needs to tell women that because women aren't smart enough to figure it out on their own. Oh, hold on a second. Breast milk substitutes. Where do breast milk substitutes come from? Oh, they come from pharmaceutical corporations in the first world. And why do pharmaceutical corporations have so much money? Oh, because first world governments protect them, give them subsidies, give them tax breaks, and because doctors overprescribe all kinds of fucking medication for people who don't need it because they're unhealthy, but they could be healthy if they just ate right and fucking exercised, but they don't eat right and exercise because they think you can just take a pill and be cured from anything. And yet all these people went through 12 years of public education where they didn't learn a fucking thing about health. And who fucking supplies and controls the public education? Oh yeah, the government. And where does the government get the money for the public education? Oh yeah, from the taxpayers, the same people who subsidize the pharmaceutical corporations. But remember, great one, if there was no government, who would build the roads? If there was no government, the corporations would run wild and take over the planet. Oh, except if there's no government, there would be no corporations. And so the non-existent corporations would have a really hard time taking over the world. But oh my God, that my brain hurts. Oh! Then the U.S. delegation, embracing the interest of infant formula manufacturers, upended the deliberations. You see, the evil U.S. delegates are on the side of the infant formula manufacturers. Well, of course they are. You ever heard of regulatory capture? U.S. officials, who apparently don't have names, sources say, an unverified person, we know how this works. U.S. officials who have no names sought to water down. They didn't want to formula down it. U.S. officials, great one. Stop trying to be funny, because that really wasn't a good joke. Yeah, look, Bill Burr, look out. I'm coming for your job anytime now. U.S. officials sought to water down the resolution by removing language that called on governments to, quote, protect, promote, and support breastfeeding, unquote. And another passage that called on policymakers to restrict the promotion of food products that experts say can have a deleterious effect. God damn it. Take 7. And another passage that called on policymakers to restrict the promotion of food products that experts who don't have names, say can have deleterious effects on young children. Oh, so would that be like McDonald's, Burger King, Doritos? When they fail, why do people need governments to protect, promote, and support breastfeeding? Once again, if you women, especially you single mothers who are raising future school shooters, fish bicycle, if you're so goddamn smart and strong and independent, why do you need the government to promote breastfeeding? Why do you need government to interfere, to assist, to guide, to promote, protect you putting your baby's mouth on the nipple of your tit? I mean, I've never put a baby's mouth on the nipple of my tit, okay? I'm throwing that out because maybe this is more complicated than I understand. I mean, you are women. Maybe you can't find your titties. Maybe you're not sure where the baby's mouth is. Maybe you're really busy whoring yourself on Instagram. I don't know. How can you not fucking breastfeed your child without propaganda level assistance from the government? Why do you need government propaganda to breastfeed your child if you're so fucking smart, strong, independent fish bicycle? Can you women do anything? Is there anything you women can do other than raising school shooters? We got that part. Is there anything you can do? And remember, when we say government, what we mean, of course, is men. It's mostly men in the government. The government is funded by the taxpayers. The taxpayers are mostly men. Right? What we mean is you need help from men to breastfeed your children. Sorry, white men, heterosexual white men of European descent primarily. When that failed, they turned to threats. Oh my God, wait, hold it. Government operating by the use of threat? Oh, that sounds like something an anarchist would say. Everything government does is done via threats. Stop at the stop sign, threat. Pay your taxes, threat. Get permission from the government to get married, threat. Get permission from the government to own a business, threat. Yeah. Don't say anything about how it would be okay if white people live and put that on YouTube, threat. It's all threats. Everything the government says, threats. Great one. YouTube isn't government. Really? I wonder how many subsidies YouTube has gotten, how many subsidies Google's gotten, how many government contracts Google has, how many tax breaks Google has. Oh, Google might, in theory, be a privately owned company on paper. But if you took away all the government subsidies, would Google even exist? When that failed, they turned to threats. According to diplomats who don't have names and government officials who also don't have names who took part in the discussions. Ecuador, which had planned to introduce the measure, was the first to find itself in the crosshairs. Ecuador! So this, okay, here's what I know about Ecuador. The name of the country has vowels in it. Okay, Ecuador. I'm going to take a wild, I could be wrong. I don't know anything about Ecuador. I'm going to take a wild guess that Ecuador might have some more pressing problems as a nation state than passing resolutions to help women figure out that they should breastfeed their children. Okay? Unless Ecuador is a paradise where there's no poor people and everybody has paid for health care and there's retirement plans for everyone and the streets are all paved and there's no potholes and Wi-Fi internet is available everywhere. And maybe it is. Maybe it is. Maybe Ecuador is a fucking paradise and I don't know it. But if Ecuador is not a goddamn paradise, I think maybe you fucking third world pieces of shit should be focused on some more important problems. But then again, what do I know? I'm just a white man. The Americans were blunt. If Ecuador refused to drop their... So what? They should like beat around the bush and talk about their emotions and drag things out and then backstab other people like you women do? The Americans were blunt. If Ecuador refused to drop the resolution, Washington would unleash punishing trade measures and withdraw crucial military aid. Why is my tax... Oh, that's right, because Donald Trump is president. Because he's got America first. Why are we giving military aid to Ecuador? Hey, Trump and... I'm sorry, Kuckenfuhrer. Excuse me, Mr. Kuckenfuhrer. Yes, I have a question for you with the orange hair, Mr. Kuckenfuhrer. Why are we giving military aid to Ecuador? I'm sorry, Kuckenfuhrer. I don't mean to interrupt you. Go fuck yourself. Say, here's your fucking Kuckenfuhrer. America first. Oh, really? Hillary Clinton in jail. Really? Gonna build a wall. Really? I see a lot of cucking. A lot of cucking there, Kuckenfuhrer. The Ecuadorian government quickly acquiesced. Well, yeah, because you're getting fucking money. The showdown over the issue was recounted by more than a dozen participants from several countries, many of whom requested anonymity because they feared retaliation from the United States. Okay, why do they need anonymity? What's the United States going to do? Stop giving you money? That's not going to happen. Stop giving you military aid? That's not going to happen. Health advocates scrambled to find another sponsor for the resolution, but at least a dozen countries backed off, citing fears of retaliation, according to officials from Uruguay, who don't have names, Mexico, who don't have names, and the United States. There's all these people who have no names. No names whatsoever. No one has a name at this fucking conference. They're, you know, we're just hanging out in Geneva, partying down, picking up some prostitutes, doing some drugs. Nobody here has names. No, it's just he said, she said shit. Quote, "We were astonished, appalled, and also saddened," unquote, said Patty Rudall. Hey, here's someone with a name. Finally. Patty Rudall, policy director of the British... Oh, God. I sense cucking coming up. The British advocacy group Baby Milk Action. Patty Rudall. She is the policy director of the British advocacy group Baby Milk Action. Oh, what do you think the odds are she has a college degree in liberal arts? Who attended the meetings of the assembly and decision-making body of the World Health Organization. Fuck. since the late 1980s. Really, that's what she's done since the late 1980s, is she goes to these things and she sits here and she watches a bunch of politicians talk about breastfeeding. Wow. Well, Patty, you are making the world such a better place. Your contributions are pale in comparison to the contributions of the white men who invented electricity, the wheel, automobiles, space flight, airplanes, petroleum engineering, skyscraper technology, elevators, dialysis machines, you know, all the stuff that's actually useful and makes the world a better place. Notice I didn't say anything in there about computers and cell phones, because I fucking hate computers and cell phones. In the end, yeah, that's where the Trump and fear is going to give it to us all. Before it's all said and done, we're all going to get it right in the end. In the end, the Americans' efforts were mostly unsuccessful. It was the Russians who ultimately stepped in to introduce the measure, and the Americans did not threaten them. The Russians. Wait, hold on. I thought the Russians were evil. I thought the Russians were literally Nazis. I forgot. Nazis are not the thing. Incels. I thought the Russians were incels. The Russians hacked the election, right? But now the Russians have come riding to the rescue of single mothers all around the world who are raising the next generation of school shooters. The Russians came riding in on their white horse with their tight pants and their bulge sticking out. And the Russians said, "Da!" Is that Russian or is that German? I don't know. I don't do accents. I'm not an impressionist. No, impersonist. No, impersonist? Impersonator. Impressionist is a painter. I'm not an impressionist either. I'm also not a comedian, obviously. God damn it. The Russians came in and saved this resolution. So now, all around the world, all of these single mothers who aren't smart enough to figure out how to breastfeed their children, now they can get support from their respective governments. And maybe, just maybe, they can get their babies' mouths on the nipples of their tits. Disgusting. My mother's favorite word, disgusting.